Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, and from the United States we hear from Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Signs of God's Love Within and Without.
A reading from the letter of John. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that is loved is born of God and knows God. The one who loves not knows not God, for God is love. This was manifested, the love of God toward us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him and him in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever shall confess that Jesus is Son of God, God dwells in them, and they in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he dwells in love, dwells in God, and God in him. When I was a child, my mother drove my father to the train, and by 6:30, she was at the dining room table praying her novena and rosary. She and my dad had a special devotion to the Sacred Heart. At the time, I did not understand it. Recently, as I looked at my artwork over the years, I found that a number of paintings with hearts at the center. I guess I understood them by osmosis. In today's reading from the first letter of John, we are told that the love of God dwells in us. We have not seen God. We have not seen Jesus. In our cloister garden, a mother mallard duck and her 10 ducklings have made a home for the past few weeks. Our sisters have watched them with great love. They have been fed and had water. It will take time for the young ones to have feathers and wings and then be set free. Just like them, it is only through the love of others we can realize the love God has for us. Today, have you seen God's love been made manifest to you and within you? We are gifted with this sacred trust, and so are called to be visible signs of that love to one another and to our world. Today, how will we do that?